Our theme this morning is temptation. I have a short story for you. A young employee secretly misappropriated several hundred pounds from his business firm's money. When this action was discovered, the young man was told to report to the office of the senior partner of the firm. As he walked up the stairs to the administrative office, the young employee was heavy-hearted. He knew without a doubt he would lose his position in the firm. He also feared the possibility of legal action against him. Seemingly, his whole world had collapsed. Upon his arrival in the office of the senior executive, the young man was questioned about the whole affair. He was asked if the allegations were true, and he answered yes. Then the executive surprisingly asked this question: "If I keep you in your present capacity, can I trust you in the future?" The young worker brightened up and said, "Yes, sir, you surely can. I've learnt my lesson." The executive responded, "I'm not going to press charges, and you can continue in your present responsibility." The employer concluded the conversation with the young man by saying, "I think you ought to know, however, that you are the second man in this firm who has succumbed to temptation and was shown leniency. I was the first. What you have done, I did. The mercy you are receiving, I received. It is only the grace of God that can keep us both." In the text of the Lord's Prayer, in the King James Version, it uses temptation. When it's translated, the word has nothing to do really with temptation, moral, ethically, or spiritually. It is simply meaning being put to the test, referring to a situation in which a person is challenged to keep the name of God honoured.